Good morning, beloved. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16, we read, "Do all things without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain." Almighty God, we pray for brothers and sisters in Zimbabwe. God, Zimbabwe, according to one group, faces a constant state of emergency. The massive unemployment, the hyperinflation, the country that now struggles to feed its own citizens, even with international aid. God, they need tangible, practical help. Would you enable them this day by the power of the Holy Spirit to be fed physically as they are nourished supernaturally by the presence of the Holy Spirit? We're praying that there would be people who would rise up from South Africa, from Zimbabwe, from Botswana, Zambia, to go to Zimbabwe, who would be missionaries that would also be able to help them cultivate natural resources, that would lead with integrity, that there would be health and healing as doctors would seek to provide aid, that there would be people that would knowledgeably teach about how to address AIDS in a way that does justice and works well to establish peace and purity. We pray that the young people would not give way to grumbling or murmuring or complaining, but that the young people would be those that would be the children of God, who would be faultless, above reproach, that they would be without blemish, and that their lives would be that of industry and confidence that the God who reigns from above is their Lord, that they would cling to the word of life, and that we would be able to see them on the day of the judgment of all at the great throne of God, see them having endured to the end and done so with joy. Please, Lord God, grant us perseverance and bless our brothers and sisters in Zimbabwe. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord bless you, beloved. Bye.